Good morning. It is September 6, 2015. The time is 06:32 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And yes, I am still here on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, having the morning coffee here at the computer desk. And I have a new piece of hardware, a new mic rig. Oh, good coffee here. Yeah, I got something called the CAD Audio U37 USB Studio Recorder Microphone. And along with that deal, I ended up getting a pop filter and set of headphones. And the headphones are JVC HARX 300 full-size headphones, along with a Knox pop filter for broadcasting and recording microphones, which to me, when I got the package, it's a lot larger than what I thought it was, and it's almost like a fly swatter. But from what I've been told, if I'm close to the mic, the microphone here, the CAD mic that I'm using for this audio, that I should use that, and it might help in the audio sound recording. So what drove me to get a new mic, because prior to this, the best mic I had was the one that was residing on my iPad mini that I would do radio shows there over on Tioga Radio using the Boss Jock app. And I would use that microphone because it was the only other microphone I had was a boom mic that goes back to like the 1980s, if not at least. It's the old boom style that when they first came out. I guess back then it was state of the art, but I am really liking this CAD Audio U37. And it's a large condenser microphone element for warm, rich recordings. I've been playing around with it here. And actually, I don't think I've done an audio here on this program. It's been over a month now. I'm still here, though. And there wasn't much happening over on the blab, and I will get to that in a minute. But the microphone has a smooth external frequency response, is excellent for singing, speech, and instrumental. This is a good introductory type microphone. It's going to be far less than what, say, SM2N would use. But for me, it's light years ahead of what I have for hardware, and I'm very happy with it. And it's bringing my sound out across on this thing called the internet for the programs that I'm using it. And that gets to the point where what drove me to get this microphone was I'm over there on Blab now. And it's primarily the reason why I haven't done any audio here or any Periscopes, for that fact, in the last couple weeks, because I've been on Blab. It's a program over there. If you haven't heard about it, go to blab.im, and you'll see a whole bunch of people that have shows going, broadcasts, whatever you want to call them. They're on the air. It's sort of like what Google Hangouts should have been, in my opinion. It's a combination of Google Hangouts, Skype, Periscope, live broadcast. It's a very casual environment. It's in beta. There's a lot of little kinks and stuff, but it's fun. And let's just say the microphone I had before, which was a LabTech AM242 NCAT, it's a piece of crap. So I did some research on Amazon, and I was looking at different ones. I came across this one, and it had like a 61-63% 5-star rate with a 30% 4-star rate. And I think the bad reviews that there were for this particular microphone, CAD Audio U37 USB, was primarily people that couldn't figure out the settings. So it automatically uploads the drivers to it, and you have to do a few settings in the system playback and record devices there. Because I use this through Manicam, and right now I'm currently just using the mic, but Manicam, I use Manicam over there on Blab to get a few graphics in a bottom third, and you can bring in pictures and whatnot. I have I can transition to four different cameras, and I can also use with that Manicam the iPad Mini's camera, the iPod version 4 that has a camera, and my Android LG Ultimate 2 camera, utilizing an app for Manicam to bring in that camera from that platform, so it can be a little bit mobile here in the home for camera purposes. Now, there's some people on Blab that don't really care for the Manicam because, again, I think it's because they don't understand it. I was in a Blab last night, and there's some people that just, oh, we're just here to talk and stuff. But if you can bring other aspects and it's not overpowering or overloading, I think that enhances one's presentation. And I have done some Blabs, and I have some recordings on Blab that I will be putting a link in the comment section to this audio of an individual's first Blab, and that's our good friend Paul Omani, who I had the honor of having in a Blab's broadcast the other morning by accident, which is makes it even that much funner. So it's it was when I was doing a sound and mic check test over there. Was it on September 3rd? So that was about 3 days ago, 4 days ago. And I have talked with Greg Purvis on Blab as well. So there's some people. And Greg I know from Periscope. And I am really liking the Blab. And to have a good mic makes it that much better. So this new CAD mic is going to make it a lot fun being over there. And like I said, I will put the link to Paul Omani's first Blab in the comment section to this audio. And when it drives you to that page, you'll also see the replay that has Greg Purvis from the borders of Scotland there. And Greg and me had a really good Blab conversation after doing the news that I normally do here on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as I believe I've done a few on Periscope as far as reading the local news here in the southern tier of upstate New York. So, but this is my first recording using my CAD microphone on the program formerly known as Audio Boo on the browser on the desktop, and I haven't done that in quite a while, so I'm pretty sure that this recording, the quality will be really good, so I just wanted to chime in here because it had been quite a while since I've done some audio, and I checked the Blab this morning. There's nothing really going that much on the Blabs to draw my attention and the like, so I decided to, it's time that I do an audio here to say, yes, I'm still using this program audio, maybe not as much, and maybe not as much on the Periscope as well, because check out Blab, it's really great. You might be overwhelmed by it, but once you get the gist of what everybody is doing over there, you'll see that it's a fun place to be hanging out at, and you could follow me over there on Twitter at FiremanRich, where that's my same handle over there on Blab. So if you're going to get on Blab, give me a tweet, direct message, and I'll pop in on there. But right now I have to finish my morning coffee and get ready to go into the day job. So you all have a good one this Sunday. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.